awesome, uncensored, jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place. Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls, look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com.
In the proud spirit of America, and in the proud spirit of our great country,
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops, God bless America, and gentlemen, start your engine!
Well, welcome back to the second live stream of the day, you divine sovereign souls, you lions, lionesses across the world. We're here to wake up the lions, let the sheep sleep. I'm your host, Brad Wozni. You know, we stand for love, levity, liberty. By the way, remember, this is the Bling Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm. He's got a Punisher tattoo over his left breast symbolizing save the children. Yes, the lotus flower of life and the dove of peace in his shoulder. Hanging out there, and then we got the XRP token with gold necklace and that silver XRP token on his chest. I'd like to welcome back here this amazing man, Scotty Sachs, host Sovereign Radio. You can go to www.sovereignradio.com. Link is in the description. And this is he's the co-founder of Take Our Border Back, if you remember. Scotty, welcome. You said you've got some exciting news to share on Nasara Jassara, and give everybody a little bit of background of yourself. Once again, too, my friend, if you don't mind, for having
me. Hey, Brad, good to see you, brother. Brad, how you doing?
Wonderful. Great to see you, too, my friend. Yeah, talk about getting fired up with those videos, right?
Right on. Awesome. Always good to be with you. Thanks for having me on, Brad.
Mahalo.
You know my background. I think some of your listeners probably know as well, but I've been in mainstream media 40 years. I've done everything you can do from produce and syndicate radio and TV programming to the last 5 years hosting Sovereign Radio, of course. And, you know, I came out 5 years ago, ironically, Brad, when mainstream media gave me a microphone to be a mainstream media whistleblower. Well, how does that work? That's a long story, but I am one of the few guys that crosses the line from Truther Media. We are the mainstream media now, Brad, as you know. We talk about this all the time. We're the news, but I get to play on both sides of the fence because of my 40 years in mainstream media. I get to do a radio show and wake up the, I call it the Fox News crowd. In fact, Fox News is the syndicated news that the radio stations I'm on uses. So it's an interesting scenario. I have two sides to my audience, your audience that we share. The those that are awake that are going to hear about the quantum financial system today, most of your listeners and my listeners online are wide awake. They get what's going on. The great thing about the radio audience, Brad, is they're still learning. They're still going through that awakening. And so I've been doing the radio show 5 years now. And as you know, 10 plus years ago, Brad, I signed an NDA that is tied to the U.S. Treasury, governed by Homeland Security. And because of that, I do get some information. Some I can share and some I can't. I'll share what I can today. And thanks again for having me on. You want to talk about the QFS, the reset? And why was Trump in Reno last week, Brad?
There you go.
Why was Trump in Nevada?
Very interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. Yep.
So the storyline, Brad, goes is he wanted to thank the people in Nevada for their support in the 2024 election, because it's the first time in 20 years that a Republican actually won the state of Nevada. The other reason he went to Nevada is he visited and spent some time in the U.S. Treasury office in Reno. Now, Reno is said to be the new headquarters for the United States Treasury. That is not in the public domain. I've searched wide and far in the public domain for the UST headquarters being in D.C. The search engines and online, you will find that the U.S. Treasury is still headquartered in Washington, D.C. But I've been apprised that Trump has been planning to move the UST out of D.C. to Reno, Nevada. That's very symbolic, and you understand the hellhole, the Satan's den that Washington, D.C. is. Brad, not coincidentally, the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco has a very large branch office in Reno.
Wow.
And Brad, did you know that Trump stripped the Federal Reserve of any policymaking decisions and put the Fed under the United States Treasury in his last term? A lot of people don't know that. It was done very quietly. The Fed is really nothing more than a consultant agency. Sure, the narrative in the mainstream and to the masses is it's business as usual. The Fed is setting monetary policy. They're independent. The U.S. Treasury and the Fed don't interact. But a lot of smart people that know the system work for the Fed and Trump. And Trump is using them until he has no use for them anymore. And ultimately, Brad, the Federal Reserve is just going to fade away. For now, it's underneath the U.S. Treasury. Wow. So Trump was in Reno, Nevada last week working with the United States Treasury on the new QFS. Now, we know it as the quantum financial system. Brad, is your audience, is that how you speak of the new system, QFS?
Yep, most definitely. I've been posting here and sharing it for over 2 years that Ripple, XRP, the XRP ledger, and RippleNet is the backbone of the quantum financial system, which is being rolled out, tested in the new iteration of BRICS. And that's the load and the stress testing and bringing everybody else on until the White Hat World Alliance brings it together, folds it in. And then out we go. A good boom. A DQQM boom.
Pardon, Brett?
The good boom, right? The BQQM, the way that Q describes it. Boom. BQQM. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty awesome. Yeah. So they're amazing souls here, brother. Yep.
You know, we can call it by any name, Brad. We are, for years, been referring to it as the quantum financial system. Whatever you want to call that system, Trump and the United States Treasury are very close to unleashing this new system. That's why he spent some time there. Everything we're seeing, Brad, from Trump's executive orders, his removal from the NGOs like the World Health Organization, the establishment of DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, I believe it is. All of these things are part of and connected to the financial reset directly or indirectly. And Brad, the best way to sum this up and set this up today is to use a quote from our new Treasury Secretary, Bessent.
Yeah.
Is that how he pronounces it, Brad? Bessent?
I think so. I think Scott Bessent. Yeah. I say
Besant, but maybe, you know, Besson en français, maybe. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, exactly. It's Treasury Secretary Besant. I'm going to quote him now. Sure. I'm committed to eliminating income taxes, replacing them with a fair consumption tax, and adopting a gold-backed currency. We'll erase debt, restore financial privacy, and unlock new technologies for a prosperous future. The golden age starts now. So, Brad, let's dissect that to understand that all of this that he said, that quote, I'm committed to eliminating income taxes, replacing them with a fair consumption tax, and adopting a gold-backed currency will erase debt, restore financial privacy, and unlock new technologies for a prosperous future. The golden age starts now. All of that we can dissect because it connects to and it wraps around the new quantum financial system. So let's do that from a big picture standpoint. Secretary Treasury said, first, we must have a currency that's gold back. Well, that's an acronym for precious metals, as you and I know, Brad. Gold and silver, as need be, will be used to meet the requirements of the asset-backed currency, whereby all governments have a ratio of assets to outstanding currency in circulation. Perhaps your audience is familiar with the Basel IV agreement. It is overarching any financial system. The Basel IV is an informal name for a set of banking reforms that go back to the 80s, building on an international accord, 187 nations, I believe. It's also referred to as Basel IV as Basel 3.1. It began implementation on January 1st, 2023, and its full adoption is expected to take place this year in 2025. And the stages of implementation vary by country, Brad. We're actually, for once, the United States is a laggard. We're not innovating. It's moving from east to west. 187 countries are signatories to the Basel Accords going back to the 80s. Brad, this is a global financial reset, as we know. By the way, assets backing currency from a global perspective, Brad, do not have to be precious metals. It really is about in-ground, God-given natural assets. A show like Sovereign Soul will understand why they're God-given in-ground assets that will be used to revalue countries' currency. So if you're South Africa, you don't have a lot of gold and silver in the ground, but you got diamonds. So they'll be able to revalue their currency based on their in-ground assets called diamonds. Colombia, Brad, will be able to use their coffee beans. And so on. Now, the U.S. has significant gold reserves. We know that. It has been rumored, I can't prove, said by multiple sources of mine, again, I can't prove, that Trump took 650 jumbo military planes back from the Vatican when he went on his capitulation tour back in 2017, that he took 650 planes of gold back. Whether that's true or not, the U.S. has very significant gold reserves, and we have liquid gold. Brad, when Trump says drill, baby, drill, it's not just about energy independence. It's about a stable United States Treasury dollar, and we'll talk about that. The new Treasury dollars are printed. Yeah. In fact, they're at the bank vaults, Brad, the new UST. The bills are vertical. I bet a lot of people listening to this or watching this have seen the currency. It's actually printed by the United States Treasury, and it's at the banks. Brad, I've seen the currency. I've not been in a bank vault, but my friends in the banking industry assure me the currency is in their vaults.
That's cool. So vertical, like a card, a deck of playing cards, vertical, is just so you can clarify for the audience.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Bills are not horizontal. They're not laid out where we, you know, flat on a bed. They stand up and down. They're vertically printed. The images are very different. They're colorful. It's been given a nickname of rainbow currency.
Yep.
So, yeah, very interesting that it is indeed at the banks. Now, Secretary Bessent said we must erase the debt. That's true. In order for the financial system to reset and change over to the new system, Brad, the U.S. debt's got to be paid. I've seen documents issued by the military that show the debt has largely been paid. I can't talk about this any further. It's a very complicated mess, our debt. So we won't go down that rabbit hole, Brad. But suffice to say, ladies and gentlemen, you can consider the debts of America and every country of the world to be wiped out and paid in order to move into the golden age in our new financial systems. Secretary of Treasury Bessent went on to say we have to restore financial privacy. Well, lo and behold, the quantum financial system does exactly that, Brad, with the blockchain's new system. It's built on the blockchain while offering complete transparency and complete privacy at the same time. It'll restore full financial privacy. We won't need bank accounts, Brad. Your QFS account will be on a blockchain. You will control it. My understanding is you'll have a your main account. It's called your bank account. Again, no banking institution required. And from that bank account, you'll fund sub-accounts to pay bills and so forth. So, again, Secretary Bessent said we've got to restore privacy. Well, the blockchain does that. Secretary Bessent said we must unlock new technologies for a prosperous future. Well, you and I know, Brad, the QFS looks nothing like the Federal Reserve SWIFT system that moves money around at snail speed, and it's built, the QFS, on new technologies that'll move money in an absolute instant. No more waiting days for checks to clear and ACH deposits to hit your account. This new technology that Bessent said is necessary to move into a prosperous future, the money will move on the blockchain in an instant. I don't understand the technical structure of the QFS, but I can tell you, you said it, Brad, XRP from Ripple is built into the rails of the QFS and will move money at light speed 100 times faster. I've been told much more than that. Than the SWIFT system. The best part of the new technologies that Secretary Bessent was referring to is complete transparency, Brad. No nefarious sources of income, no black market funds, no hidden bank accounts offshore, Swiss bank accounts, money stashed under the mattress. No, money under the mattress, cash under the mattress will be good. That's not a good example. But all these nefarious sources of funding, everything on the blockchain can and will be monitored as to the source of funds coming into our QFS account. So you won't be able to launder money and move money around to corrupt politicians and deep state sycophants. No more billions to Ukraine or any country. Brad, did you know we funded $50 million in condoms to the Gaza Strip?
I saw that. $50 million to go to condoms to the Gaza Strip.
Jesse Waters figured out it's 500 million condoms based on the number of men. You know, that's many, many, many condoms times the number of men. Yeah. But they use them for bombs. They're very, very, they're very clever people. So the point is that this kind of money that's slush funds, they didn't buy 50 million in condoms. We understand that. The money's going in 100 directions. So they probably spent $1 million on condoms and $49 million that's flowing around to the corrupt politicians and sycophants. They're not going to be able to do that, Brad, on the blockchain. So that transparency, you won't be able to hold water back in California to save the smelt. All these dark money projects and money laundering schemes are going to end thanks to this technology that Bessent was talking about. Brad, Trump's already heading spending and programs off at the pass. He's defunding government-sponsored transgender operations. He's defunding the NGOs and suspending grant loans. Yesterday, Chuck Schumer lost it over Trump spending freezes.
Yeah,
it's all the first step in phasing out the corrupt laundromats and use of our taxpayer dollars and dark money flowing from drugs and human trafficking. Mm-hmm. By the way, God bless our Marines that are now on the southern border. Trump and the White Hats, God's army, are draining the swamp of the money laundering, the dark money coming into the system from trafficking, drugs, kids, and all the wasteful spending programs to line the pockets of corrupt political sycophants. Brad, it's all tied to the QFS. We got to clean it out, got to get the bad apples out, drain the swamp, so to speak. You got to clean up the system before you burn it down to the ground. The way they burned L.A. down, taking everything out, that's what's going to happen to the Federal Reserve System without playing with fire, rather playing 5D chess on a chessboard. So everything we see Trump doing now, Brad, the executive orders, the withdrawal from the WHO, the Paris Accords, the establishment of DOGE, it's all a precursor to the financial reset. The asset-backed currency and the technology, including blockchain, XRP, everything we're watching, this movie is connected in one way or another to the QFS. America's got to move into asset-backed currency for the golden age, for us to compete in the golden age, to be good trading partners, and for you and I to live our lives outside the slavery of the Federal Reserve banking system. Incidentally, Brad, I know you're aware 70% of the world's population, consisting of 40 nations that have applied to the BRICS, are already there. I said it's moving from east to west.
Yep.
These Eastern Bloc countries in the BRICS are already trading on an asset-backed system, particularly with respect to trading between nations. So it's a global reset, 187 sovereign nations. Americans think in terms of America, the value of our currency, what's going to revalue currency. They're aware of the Vietnamese dong and the Iraqi dinar, but think of it much broader as a global reset. And everything that's happening in the U.S. that Trump is doing, that leaders around the world are paying attention to, is the precursor to the financial reset. If we're going to eradicate the deep state bankers, that's the goal. You know, the enemy of my enemy is my friends, Brad. And Putin, Xi, and Trump have been aligned for years in that respect. They all have a common enemy, the deep state central bankers. Putin kicked them out years ago, didn't he, Brad? I don't know what year he did it. But Putin kicked...
2016, I believe it was, or 14, that he paid off all the debt and kicked out all of them. Yep. And... Right after Medvedev's presidency. So I think that was 14 or 16. What's really cool for people to note, you know, when you look at the tokenization, right? It's only the ISO tokens, which are allowed, part of that Basel IV you mentioned, Scott, where they can leverage that as a digital asset that can tokenize Colombia's coffee beans or maybe the diamonds South African or an African country, excuse me, on the African continent. Maybe trees as a natural resource is something that's really good in another country. Prepping everybody for the rollout here in the Americas as well, right around. I find it interesting too, as a Canadian, when everybody looks at the timeline setups here, that the Bank of Canada in 2016 sold all their gold. And the guy who ran the Bank of Canada, the head there in that cartel at that time, Scott, when he was asked by reporters, like, why did you sell gold? He's like, oh, it's an old antiquity. We don't need it anymore. And 107 called me on, I think I told you this, on Boxing Day night, the 26th. And we talked about a couple of things. And he said, we're going to welcome Canada back into America. We're going to take New Zealand, take Australia, welcome Canada back in America. Take back the Panama Canal, of course, and buy Greenland. Pretty amazing stuff coming out here.
Is boxing night like hockey night in Canada?
It's it's a really funny thing, right? I never got the straight answer on that back in the day when I asked parents, because when I grew up, we had the Rocky movies where Rocky fought the big Russian on the Christmas Day, but that would typically be played on Boxing Day. And Boxing Day was usually when you take the Christmas boxes back to the markets for returns, right? Or refunds, you know, because Christmas Day morning, people are opening up the boxes across Canada and going, all right, yeah, I don't want that ugly Christmas sweater anymore. So take it back on Boxing Day. But also people were boxing. You would see boxing matches and stuff go on. So you tell me. I mean, and then also for international hockey, junior hockey, right? They would always have that off there. But, yeah, on the 26th, Juan called, and that was some of the things that he shared. So really, really powerful, too, for everyone else in here. What do you feel, then, that you're able to say now, Scott, about Reno? Is there anything else beyond that? This should be the new U.S. Treasury headquarters location. This is maybe where a majority of the gold came back, like Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes had said 2 years ago on GB News. President Biden's president of the bankrupt corporation. We flew 600 and whatever you mentioned, I can't remember the exact number of planes, C-5 and C-17s of gold back to the States.
Yeah, Brad, with respect to Reno, let me address that first. Trump was there, you know, it was not on any official agenda. I don't know how much time he spent there, but he was in Reno specifically to work on what's to come with the QFS. And, you know, because it's a global event, Brad, and Putin and Xi are involved, yep. Reno is important because the United States Treasury is probably going to be run out of Reno and not D.C. Part of cleaning out the financial system is believed that we've got to clean out the spiritual war too, Brad. You understand yep. that completely. D.C. spiritually is bankrupt with the corporation. It's where the heart and soul of human trafficking and pedophilia, even satanic rituals live. So moving the Treasury to Reno is very symbolic in a lot of ways. And I think there will be, if not a formal announcement, there will be knowledge that Reno is the operating home of the United States Treasury. And the Federal Reserve, as long as they're living, are under the Treasury heretofore. And they'll be underneath the Treasury in Reno as well. You know, the bottom line, the military white hats, we'll call them white hats, military generals, civic and business leaders, even the few good politicians, along with President Trump, Brad, they've been studying the deep state system for years, including the financial system. You know, they've been observing it very closely since 63. Since Kennedy was shot. We know the story. 22 generals got together, understood the last bastion of honest men, understood who called the shots, who was running the world, and what their financial system, slavery system, was all about. And it is a slavery system. And they started working on this in 63. So they've been studying the deep state system for years. It's time for the lion, Brad, to rip through everything the central banking hyenas built. It's time. We cannot get to the golden age without doing so. The Fed is dead, Brad, and we're entering the golden age. And that means it all has to come down, be burned to the ground. The Federal Reserve System has to be brought down in its entirety. And we're watching Trump do that before our very eyes.
It's really amazing when you talk about Reno, Scott, as well, because just last week, everybody, and I had brought this back up on the earlier show, I live stream I did today with Derek and AJ. Like, when you look at it, so Trump and Melania go to North Carolina. Then they go to L.A., right, tour around, do the thing, take Governor Newsom in, holds his hand really tight, doesn't let go. Exchanges words with him, and you can tell who the boss is, right? Newsom probably wet his depends when he went away. And then hopefully off to Gitmo Camp Justice he goes. in the public site. And from that hand squeeze, by the way, apparently you zoom in, you can see that Trump squeezed his hand so hard that he was completely white knuckled, you know, and white fingers. So that was pretty good, Trump.
Yeah, time goes for over the line through everything, Brad.
Yep, and goes over to Vegas and then does the rally in Vegas. And what he did back in June or July of last year in the campaign trail was introduce the concept of no tax on tips, which was the nice bridge to wake people up to no tax on tips, no tax on a whole bunch of other stuff. Then at this rally last Saturday, he's like, so-and-so, points to the lady there who's a waitress and, you know, has to fund a surgery for cancer, something that she had to remove, and she's taking care of a child or two at home. And he said, you know, you're happy, no tax on tips, right? Yeah, and the crowd's going wild. And then he eventually goes to the crowd. He's like, why don't I just take, you know, why don't we just do no taxes on everything? Whoa. Yeah, I think we're going to look into that. Right? And here we go. IRS, 1913. What happened then, everybody? Right? Remember, yeah, 1913. IRS, FB Live.
Mm-hmm, now Trump's talking about the ERS, the External Revenue Service.
Well, and he mentioned that in the same speech. He's like, you know, abolish IRS and we bring in the ERS, the tariffs. And he pointed to McKinley. He's like, 1870 to 1913, we didn't have income taxes and we were the richest nation and we had tariffs and people didn't mess with us, yada, yada, yada. And now he sees Scott Bessent with his post like, you know, well, we'll do this. What was the name of the other tax started with the C? The consumption tax, right? And that can be on a couple of things that aren't essential for life. Like, hey, maybe you want to go buy a business, you know, no tax on jeans and t-shirts, sweaters, bras, underwear, socks, boots, whatever, but maybe that, I don't know. We'll see.
My understanding, Brad, of the consumption taxes, it's going to be on luxury items, not on basic food, shelter, clothing, but everything else, you know, you go buy a new car, you'll pay a tax. You go buy a fur coat, you go buy, you know, luxury items, things that you don't need to live day to day. Volumes and books have been written on that type of system. Neil Bortz, a radio syndicated radio host, wrote a book years ago about this national sales tax on goods sold instead of an income tax. And it's the numbers actually take in a lot more money. And notice the tariffs, which scare the hell out of the deep state because it's one of the ways they've kept America in a one down position by the U.S. not charging any tariffs. We've let anybody and everybody sell to the United States without any tariffs until Trump came along. But, you know, he's been boss since 2017. And his capitulation tour showed he was not only the boss of the United States, he's the boss of the world. You know, he danced with the Saudis, the sword dance. No president ever did that. That's a symbol for going to war, the sword dance. When you dance with the Saudis and wave that sword, you are going to war together. Well, who are they going to war together against? The Federal Reserve, deep state, satanic banking families, the 13 bloodlines. So, yeah, it's great. Now, did you notice Trump has a new swagger, bravado, chutzpah? Charm. I mean, the guy has been amazing. He very politely told the World Economic Forum that your Green New Deal is a scam. Flat out, it's a scam. He wouldn't have said that in 2016. He wouldn't participate, but he didn't call it a scam.
Yeah, and, he even said in a speech right after that, so anybody doesn't know, he literally said, hey, look, they've been telling us for years. In 12 years, the iceberg's going to melt. In 12 years, the world's going to end. That, and every 12 years, that happens, and it hasn't, right? And he's just putting it back in your face.
The man went to L.A., met with Mayor Bass, Karen Bass of L.A., and the sycophant politicians around the state of California that serve in Congress. I think even a senator was there. But Trump just laid it out. He laid Karen Bass out for the public to see. Trump sees people standing at their driveway wanting to go on their property and start cleaning it up, get dumpsters to the property. And Karen Bass says, nope, got to go get permits. And people in the audience are saying those permits are going to take 18 months. So people have to sit 18 months before they clean up their property. So Bass went down as far as, oh, well, I'll do this within a week. He's already reneged, by the way. There is nobody going on their property and cleaning it up yet. Holy so God. It's really it's astounding to watch Trump. The whole point of that was Trump let her have it. She wanted to take her 18 months. Trump said this should be done in 24 hours.
Yeah.
He went to North Carolina. God, there's no Army Corps of Engineer vehicles there clearing up the mess. No communications. He calls Elon Musk. He gets communications in 2 hours up and running. And in 24 hours, the Army Corps of Engineers is cleaning up the property. You know, the Biden administration had done nothing. We understand why. We don't even have to go there, why they didn't make a move to help the Carolinians. But they gave them $750 each while they sent millions to Ukraine. By the way, that's sending money overseas in the new quantum financial system. In the fashion they've been doing it, ain't going to happen, Brad. You can't wash that money that ends up in politicians' hands through the system. You can't get it onto the blockchain hiding it. It's very transparent. That transaction comes on the blockchain and it doesn't smell right.
Yeah.
It looks like a duck. It walks like a duck. Oh, this is money laundering. It's going to be stopped dead in its tracks. So you're not going to be able to do this in the new financial system.
Let me ask you another question, Scotty, about this in the new financial system, if you don't mind. So Gavin Newsom's regime seized your money in your bank account. China, under the Trudeau regime, and they're all fucking part of it, you know, doesn't matter. Any political party is actually, and politics eventually be gone, which is great. But any political party is part of a corporate syndicate. So they seized and emptied and closed my bank accounts. From a security standpoint, if we're on the blockchain, could anybody who disagrees with you, First Amendment right speech, be able to go in, hack your blockchain account, seize it, and empty it? Like they did to you?
I've been told it's impossible.
Did to you?
Okay. I've been told it's impossible. First and foremost, important, we won't have bank accounts. There will be banks that survive the reset. They will be service companies, financial services. They're not going to warehouse our money and play with our money anymore. So it'll be on the blockchain. You'll be the only one that can access that, and shy of maybe a wife or a spouse or a child who's you're trusting to oversee your funds in your golden years, you're not going to give that access to anybody on the blockchain. And no, what Gavin Newsom, the state of California, and the tax authorities did to my bank account in California, they would not be able to do on the blockchain.
That's very interesting. I had the current pro tempore treasurer for the free state of Florida. How serendipitous this show is today, because she sent me this morning the various types, just a quick rundown of some of the taxes on Americans and Canadians. Okay, so here we are. And I think this goes for any Commonwealth, because again, USA Inc., part of a Commonwealth, Canada Crown Corp. Inc., Commonwealth. So inheritance tax, accounts receivable tax, building permit tax, CDL license tax, cigarette tax, corporate income tax, dog license tax, ex-ICE fees tax, right? Federal income tax, federal unemployment tax, fishing license tax, food license tax, fuel permit tax, gasoline tax, gross receipts tax, hunting license tax, inheritance tax, inventory tax, IRS interest charges, IRS penalties tax on top of your IRS tax, liquor, that goes for CRA too, liquor tax, luxury taxes, marriage license tax, Medicare tax, personal property tax, real estate tax, service charge tax, social security tax, and also RSP tax for Canadians, road usage tax, recreational vehicle tax, sales tax, school tax, state income tax, provincial sales tax, goods and service tax, state unemployment tax, telephone federal excise tax, telephone federal universal service fee tax, telephone federal state and local surcharge taxes, telephone minimum usage surcharge tax, telephone recurring and non-recurring charges taxes, telephone, state and local tax, telephone usage tax, utility taxes, vehicle license registration tax, vehicle sales tax, watercraft registration tax, well permit tax, workers' compensation tax, and it goes on from there.
Wow. Brad, each and every one of those taxes is outside the Constitution, is unconstitutional. Can you imagine the founding fathers being told you're going to have to get a license and pay a tax to go hunt your deer? Go drive your tractor in your field. You're going to have to pay, get a CDL permit.
Yeah.
Go for a driver's license and pay a tax to go plow your field. I mean,
when you buy some ox, and when you buy some ox, you're going to pay a tax to the county. And then what we need to do is license the reins that you're going to do on the ox. And then you have a licensing rein tax on those reins. And then you're going to have a bunker bubby baby bunker rubber stamp tax on that tax for us, pushing this upon the tax for the person on the desk tax that they said is, yeah, exactly, right? Frickin' money launderers.
Scam. You know, there's a lot of moving parts to what's going on right now in the Trump 2.0 plan. You know, the first 4 years, Trump didn't really know, he admitted he didn't know how D.C. worked. He had never been there. He never really spent much time there. I think he said he'd only been there a few times. He had no reason to go there. He had his lobbyists, you know, lobbying the federal government. He didn't need to go there. But the man this time around knows exactly where the bodies are buried, who he can trust. And they're even shaking out more people still. Matt Gaetz up for AG was a ruse. That was just to smoke out the rhinos. And 30 of them came out immediately and said, I'm not supporting Matt Gaetz for that position. So they really understand the system this time. Trump and the generals and the white hats and everything that's happening. A million different moving parts don't really appear to be connected. But everything is connected in every way, and it all leads, all roads point to the reset. Because what is the reset financial system, Brad? It's the kill shot. Trump wounding them. He's winning a lot of battles right now. He's blowing them up on the battlefield, getting out of the WHO, turning the drills back on, drill baby drill, getting energy independent, closing the border. All these things are battles we're winning in the war will be won, and the kill shot will be delivered in the form of the Federal Reserve currency system, central banking system, SWIFT system, Federal Reserve printed notes, endless debt. That quote from Bessent, I'm going to send it to you, Brad. Publish it. It's the encapsulation. No coincidence. Everything is the encapsulation of the financial reset that he said in that quote. Let me find that again, because that just says it all.
You bet. And we got hundreds of people here, like 500 nearly watching. So this is great. And I just wanted to make a point and then ask a question. Make a point about Trump to the World Economic Forum and how powerful that the airtime is getting played over in the European nations when he has the likes of European WEF members, right? Satanic cabalists, nearly probably every single one of them, I would imagine, who are staring there watching on the screen asking their questions. And he's like, you build America, we're going to take the 21% corporate tax, which is already about the cheapest in the world. It'll be 15%. But for those of you, and then he brought up the Trump golf course story in Ireland. And he said, in Ireland, I wanted to do something on our golf course. And they wanted to give me, I had to get a permit. Ireland gave me the permit in a week. And then I turned around and they said, but you have to go to the EU. It could take 5 or 6 years for the same thing. And he said, then he goes in the EU. You guys have so much tax upon tax and the VAT tax, like 40%. He's like, you don't, you know, then he's red pilling, sharing with the world and the European audience that your economy won't work. And you will incentivize people to do business with you because of the amount of tax and because of all the crazy policies and the wait times. It goes, So we didn't bother to do it, and that's why I'm happy that we had the golf course in Ireland, right, rather than anywhere else in Europe and the EU because of what you guys stand for. It was just absolutely marvelous. My question to you, Scotty, you know, now or a little bit later on in the program, is regarding the straw man. If you've had any information on the straw man accounts after, you know, the Nassar Jassar cleared and how that might work out. You may or you may not, I don't know, but I'm just putting it out there for audience members.
Well, let's define straw man. You mean the off book accounts that are where people stash money in a bank in another country?
Well, all the Americans, how their actual registration of the at real birth versus our death birth certificate is being traded for. If you're American, it's Fidelity Investments. If you're Canada, it's through Manulife Financial, which is based in Waterloo, Ontario. So they take the bond out on you, like we had Susan.
Okay, I understand what you're saying now. Gotcha. Yeah, Brad. I mean, it's all going to come back to we the people under Nassara. Again, you can call Nassara whatever you want. I don't care. I can't even remember what Nassara stands for. But it's not, the bottom line is under Nassara, we will be getting monies back either through mortgage interest we paid, which is incredible amounts of money. Anyone who's ever owned a home knows how much interest you paid over the life of that mortgage. I've had, you know, a couple of home mortgages for one for 17 years and one for another 10. So 27 years of interest will be coming back to me. And as well as other funds, that money that they made selling our birth certificates, trading on the stock market, I don't know and have no idea, Brad, how they're going to value and evaluate that to pay us back. But I do know the goal is to make every American whole.
Yep.
Eliminate hunger and true poverty. There's nothing we can do about, you know, the alcoholism and the drug addicts in the streets, but clean it up over time. We can't get rid of them overnight, but everybody who wants to be whole will be whole. It'll take a few years to implement, but one way, shape, or form, there's money coming back to all of us under Nassara Jassara. It has been outlined a couple of times online. That's why I can talk about this. This stuff's in the public domain. The terms of Nassara, I'll give you guys a clue. Like him or not, no comment from me. Search a guy named Phil Godlewski. Phil Godlewski. He has a presentation up on all of the Nassara elements and what line items of money are coming back to us, including the mortgage interest I spoke about, credit card interest, some other areas. I don't, again, I don't know about those, what you call straw man accounts, the stock market trading on our birth certificates. I don't really know how they're going to evaluate that, but Brad, they have a file on you and me and every American who paid taxes or interest, I'm sorry. Also, we may get a portion or all good portion of our income taxes back. What we paid into the system in the foreign taxes, because they were not. So you're going to say, well, where's all this money coming from? Where's the money to back this? Well, remember, assets backing the new currency. And those assets are built upon 20 generations of families, Brad. There are, just like there are bad people, the 13 families, bloodlines that ran the world in a satanic fashion, there are bloodlines that have been running the good side of the world, the light side, for hundreds and hundreds of years, that have saved up their assets, stored nuts like squirrels. And they're actually, they call them the elders. Many of them are from Asia, China. They are from Eastern Europe. These are families that have
trust funds for hundreds of years sitting and accumulating assets that they're pledging to back the new system. So whatever number you want to put, Brad, I've been told put 90 zeros after it. That's the size of the investment being made into our new system. 90 zeros. I don't know what that is. It's hundreds of trillions of dollars. And again, you have to have the assets to back it. Percentage. Because under the Basel agreement I spoke about, that agreement is all about backing currency with assets. 187 nations signed it. They're going to have to back their currency, percentage or ratio, maybe 100%. I think it's double digit percent. I don't remember. And it's variable. And it's different by country based on what their assets are. Because, again, it's not about just gold and silver. Colombians can use their coffee beans. South Africa can use their diamonds. And on there are countries that are really strong in lithium. Those are all natural assets that will be used to back currency. So it's happening, Brad. We see it moving from east to west. It's pretty exciting. I'd say it's the greatest time to be alive, wouldn't you?
Friggin' right. Yep, for sure, to see this. I mean, it would be nice if you had your bank account back. It would be nice if I wasn't barred for a decade from entering the U.S. because I refused to get a chemical, biological, radiological weapon injected in me that would kill me and refused a mask, which is a war crime if you actually require people to wear those masks. It's a war crime. It's listed. But beyond that, great time to be alive. And to the point on the white hat or the families on the side of the light, when and if, or already they all are, the 13 families as bloodlines you mentioned, the cabals, and all of the other ones too, their assets are seized. Those become part of being repatriated back to we, the people. When we're talking, everybody, about the ultimate financial warfare, which has been brought upon us for generations, taxes, debt slavery, you name it, right? All of that that they, the baddies, have stored becomes available to and repatriated throughout the planet, right? And that, that's woman and child, not American, Canadian. We're talking about everybody who deserves those riches to be repatriated back or into the trusts, you know, which will distribute that and honor that. It's amazing.
I'm glad you said that because under Executive Order 13818. Yeah, December 17th, 2017. Or December 27th, one of those two. Under that executive order, there is a clause about seizure of assets. Seizure of assets for crimes against humanity, corruption, anything that falls under the RICO laws, which are massive set of criminal lawfare. But anything that, any assets are fair game for seizure. Oh, this has been going on for years. They've been seizing assets. And I saw a website somebody took me to with Rothschild assets, paintings worth millions, jewelry. That was an auction site. They were auctioning off Rothschild heirlooms and assets and paintings and jewelry. And where did that come from? Executive Order 13818, Trump and the White Hat military seizure of assets. Brad, I think I told you in our recent 911 report on the status of media, which, you know, I've been inside it 40 years, and it's dead. People are scrambling. Brad, I get calls every day now from people inside media looking for work.
Really? Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, didn't you say you're going to turn on Sovereign Radio and build it? Can I come to work? Well, and we got to talk about that, Brad, because I have an announcement to make that involves you.
that you know about. But yeah, so all of this, Brad, is just everything that's going on around us is absolutely an amazing time to be alive. We're witnessing the takedown of thousands of years of Satanism, human trafficking, the pedophilia, the satanic rituals that two men have come on my show and seen firsthand. Victor Avila, U.S. Borders and Customs agent.
Right. Author under fire.
He testified to me on a radio show that he saw satanic rituals. He practically was in tears recalling the situation. And so this is so important and so tied to the financial reset, which, again, I can't stress enough, is the kill shot. He who has the gold makes the rules. Once that, in the United States of America, it is announced that we have gone to United States Treasury announcement. And I was going to read Bessent. To close my portion out, Brad, I want to read Bessent's quote again.
Sure.
I'm committed to eliminating income taxes, replacing them with a fair consumption tax, adopting a gold-backed currency. We'll erase debt, restore financial privacy, and unlock new technologies for a prosperous future. That sums up the QFS in a nutshell. New technology, privacy, asset-backed currency, and I'm not financial. Every available dollar I have is going into silver and XRP.
Yeah,
those are commodities we know will last far into the future. QFS is, you know, XRP is built into the rails of the QFS to tokenize it, right? So it's going to be stable for years to come. And once Trump announces this, and I assume it's going to be Trump or his Secretary of Treasury, maybe the two of them will stand together, you know, on a stage and announce this changeover. But again, everything he's doing right now and has been doing since 2016 is all leading up to burying the Federal Reserve, the families, the seizure of assets. It's all part of it, Brad. It's all connected. Everything we're seeing is connected. And it's just so fascinating to watch it. To me, to watch it all come together. Look, the Satanists were brilliant in the way they controlled us for hundreds, if not thousands of years. But the White Hat plan to take them down is even more breathtaking to me, Brad. Watching it all come together now in stages, in God's timing, it's just amazing, isn't it? That's so amazing to watch it all happen. What we've seen happen in 2 weeks, Trump didn't do in 4 years. He was laying the groundwork for his second term. And I think they knew they were going to have 4 years in between, because I think that was all planned too. That was all part of the White Hat plan to insert Biden as a resident of the White House to expose everything from, you know, the pandemic and the COVID jab to every scam they've pulled off, the Afghanistan withdrawal, opening the borders, the massive inflation, the criminal cartels that have been running around America, taking over apartment buildings. All this stuff has been exposed, and yet in 2 weeks' time, what's been going on for years, nipped in the bud. Even the CDC had their, pardon my language, their balls cut off.
Yep.
When Trump said, no, you cannot distribute information on the bird flu. We don't know about it yet. So you're not going out and scaring the public about the bird flu.
Yep.
Again, that has got, all that stuff has to stop, Brad, to move into this golden age Trump keeps talking about, the Secretary of Treasury talks about, that the QFS represents. All this satanic behavior has to go away. We have to nip it in the bud. And the most important thing that's happening, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Brad, stopping human trafficking and selling of children. If we don't take care of that one, Brad, God will pay us no favors. God was pissed off
man, really pissed at us until Roe versus Wade was overturned and this mass, you know, federal abortion crazy country was stopped by kicking it back to the states and the closed borders. We did those two things, and we're able, you know, the illegals coming in this country yesterday was down 93%.
Yeah.
93%. In 10 days, he's got illegal immigration down 93%. Mm-hmm. If this plan ain't working, boy, oh boy, then we're all being fooled terribly. And those that say Trump is really a dark cat playing a role would be proven right. But I give that about a 1%, less than 1% chance at this point. Look at what he's doing, not just what he's saying. It is happening. The destruction of the deep state, federal banking, central banking system, it's crumbling before our eyes. There's no denial. And the BRICS have already put to bed. None of those countries have a central bank anymore that controls the currency. None of the BRICS nations are controlled by a central bank, the financial system anymore. So what kind of partner would we be, Brad? What kind of trading partner would we be if we stayed on the Federal Reserve System and they're all trading in asset-backed currency?
Yep.
No one would do business with us, right? I couldn't sell American dollars the last year in Mexico. They didn't want them. De-dollarization is taking place around the world. Six different banks here said, oh, lo siento, no, so it's done. It's happening. It's so obvious. And I think we're in really good hands. All that being said, Brad, you and I know on a local level, none of this means anything. Not even the, although the financial reset does preempt our local politicians get paid on side. The CD, all the various ways they make money, that'll be nipped in the bud, but we are left to replace our sheriffs, place our school boards, place our county boards, our city halls. We got to take our local cities back, our counties back. Organizations like the CSPOA, Sheriff Mac, Re-Inhabit Republic, the organization that's, I can't remember their name, they're fighting for grand juries in the counties.
Yeah. Tactical Civics.
Tactical Civics. Tactical Civics is the name of the organization.
Yep.
Get involved in the organization. Get involved locally because what Trump is doing, and as I said, the financial reset is a global thing. And it's great for the globe. It's great, great for the for our nation and for the globe. But it doesn't translate down to solving most of our corruption and problems. Other than stopping the flow of dark money, it doesn't stop the flow of bad people hanging out in the system. We got to go remove them. Do what the county of California did. Go to a school board meeting, bring 100 parents, fire their asses on the spot, make them get your sheriff to come with you with a posse of people that are marshaled in, that the posse, the sheriff marshals in a posse, you go remove your school board and you elect a new school board on the spot. He did that in Chester County, California, Brad. If they can do it in a blue county, anybody can do it. So we got to stay busy in our local cities and counties and states, real busy and active getting down to the brass tacks of eliminating all these corrupt satanic forces. From the CCP influence to Hollywood's influence, it's all got to be removed, Brad. And it's going to take some time. We can't do it overnight. But the fight is in – the ball's in our court to take our counties back. Not Trump, not the White Hat group that's taking back, on a global scale. We got to get in the foxhole in our county. And you got to take good people with you in that foxhole. Know who's in the foxhole next to you, by all means.
Brad, you notice a lot of guys are, a lot of people are surfacing now as planted in our movement. Bad people are coming out now. We're seeing the wheat from the chaff is being separated, isn't it?
Pretty happy about that. And Scotty, on timing, I know I don't do rates and dates, but this will be best guesstimate with your intelligence behind this, your experience and what you've seen. I personally feel nothing can be done for sure until JFK, MLK Jr., RFK files, which then could lead to everything else, Gulf of Tonkin incident, to the 9/11 inside job, dropping the three World Trade Center towers, firing the missile into the Pentagon, right? Because I'm the only guy that we know that does this stuff that, you know, happened to be at Ground Zero and the rescue efforts going on, and then at the Pentagon, and then 18 stories below it, that does this stuff. And with your experiences as well over the four decades, I feel that first the world has to, those things that will shatter the cognitive dissonance, right? Those things that will be the shock and awe where everybody will, it will be this, it'll be the reversal of, but the same that we witnessed where President John Fitzgerald Kennedy had been assassinated. The world literally came to a proverbial stop. TV sets, and they're mostly watching Walter Cronkite, unfortunately, but anyway. And then the RFK assassination and MLK Jr.'s assassination. Now with that tipping point reversed, with that same psychology that could break the cognitive dissonance, the sharing truths, then the other truths, then the vaccine genocide truths, then the, vaccines and autism truths, right? Now you're going to have everybody, you know, who might have been on the other side beforehand, but they're still just reading the old, you know, New York Times or watching MSDNC, right? Those types of things, you know, CBC Canada, BBC in the UK, whatever, all around the world. And then they're like, it just goes boom, 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 boom over a few weeks. And the world's like, and then they start talking about the financial stuff and the financial tyranny and how this is illegal and unlawful. That's illegal and unlawful. In order to survive in the trade, we need to move to this because this is the corruption, the stolen elections, the funneling of the money. That's how it will come out. This is the way I see at this point in time, that's how it'll play. And maybe between now and May 2025, right? Same year, but 4 months from now, as Trump said, celebrate every day. That's where I see it going with the ramp up to Nisara Desara. And
well, Brad, I
National Economic Security and Reformation Act, Global Economic Security and Reformation Act is what those terms mean, everybody.
Thank you for reminding me what that stood for. I appreciate it.
Well, I was trying to do it for everybody, not say, Scotty, this is what it is. You have the NDA. I don't. No, I'm
seven. I concur with everything you said, for sure. And, I mean, we're just watching it all happen now. Watch it all play out. I just feel from the standpoint of this spiritual war, which is as important as any other war,
right?
We're winning the spiritual war because of this cognitive dissonance is shedding many people over the last 4 years of Biden. We're able to come to grips with the truth enough to vote Trump in too big to probably. Votes for Kamala, they couldn't do it. Trump said it was too big to rig. The fact that he got 300 plus electoral college votes, the amount of people that supported Trump tell me that people see the evil for what it is now. They know they can't spell it out like you can or I can, maybe, but they know something's wrong, Brad, and they know it's not right, that something's terribly gone wrong. And to the extent that they're satanic, Johnny Cash told me, we go to meetings because they're a Luciferian satanic cult. He didn't want to meet with the media or the radio stations or the record labels. The meetings we had to take on to syndicate his radio show, He didn't want to be around the Luciferian satanic cult. He said it point blank. That's why I don't go to meetings. So it's, I think, it, as important as any of the battles, spiritual war. And to that end, Brad, Nastara Jastara with asset-backed currency, Haggai 2 verses 8, the gold and silver are mine, said the Lord. Now that's biblical. So if that's part of the spiritual war, every bit is part of the spiritual war. Nastara Jastara, the QFS, the asset-backed currency, XRP, everything that's built into the QFS, it's all part of the spiritual war as far as I'm concerned. You know, it is amazing. You know we're winning the information war. Mainstream media is done. Put a fork in them. I think I told you on your show recently that they're seizing the assets of the media, and the most valuable asset they have is their broadcast license, the license from the FCC to broadcast. And those are being seized and going to be sold or repurposed somehow. But all that money's coming back to the system, Brad, to do things like fund folks getting paid back their mortgage interest, their income taxes. All these sources of funds are coming in. It's just happening. How brilliant Spanish Queen had in 60 some years of operation that we know of.
Huge, absolutely big time. And it's really glorious too. And for those who are also, if you're renting or your home, which is pretty much everybody, you own your own home, also across America. And what another great reason for Canadians to go, yeah, please welcome us back. Let's stand up and demand to be the 51st state. Right, rather than watch this little, you know, ping pong of a show that goes back and forth. You know, is it Trudeau, Paul Levere, all these others, right? You go, hey, listen, why wouldn't you want free speech? Because you still have social credit score right now. We all, right? Social credit score, banks still taking things, medical assistance and death and euthanasia at the hospitals are rampant. Bullshit politicians getting out in front of there and saying, well, this is what I'm going to do to save you. But meanwhile, what they're doing is sending, you know, weaponized RCMP and law enforcement to people's homes, seizing them, dragging them out, throwing them in jail. In the midst of 7,000 female RCMP officers have been reported to actually report rapes by their own peers or gang rapes by other RCMP officers upon them, which we haven't seen anything done. Picton Pig Farm. All that stuff going on still, which we haven't seen anything done yet, with 50,000 reported by APTN, Aboriginal People's Television Network News, and those involved, 50,000 pieces of evidence the RCMP wanted to destroy, which absolutely implicate American, Canadian, other politicians, celebrities, people who we might have grown up with since the 70s that we thought were household names. Walter Cronkite was the one I mentioned earlier. I'm not saying he's tied to Picton Farm, but, you know, like massacres of children, men and women slaughtered, reportedly being thrown out there, disappearances, you know, it's just incredible. So with this to come out publicly, that's the last bastion, right? Is the spiritual, is the wealth, the financial wealth and the return the spiritual wealth across the board. And like you said, Scotty, people need to get involved at a community level, wherever they can, or set it up. Tactical Civics, Green Habit Republic, keep sending the messages out there, keep sharing the stuff, making people aware of straw man this, courts are bad that, you know, common law, law of the land, everything. Everything that gets done has a great ripple effect out there for all of you to share it. And I'll take everybody over there right now, Scotty, and just show the U.S. debt clock, which has been a great indicator for people, and the Department of Government Efficiency. I kind of went off on a tangent there, but if you're renting or you're a homeowner, even Trump said in his campaign trail leading up, he goes, well, over 30 to 40% of the price of a new home is due to regulation. So this year, your homes and your rents should be, relatively speaking, 30 to 40% cheaper, especially if you're renting. Hopefully that's getting passed on by the landlord, right? because of the regulations, seeing Doge that's kicking butt right now. And this is on the US debt clock.org active right now. You can see the Doge clock. If anybody doesn't know, there it is, 34.945 billion saved. And when you go over here, there's a new secret window. Open the secret window. Here we are. All in USA wealth recovery, US national debt, 36 trillion. It's got that special zero zeroed out. And you got a nice kind of blue sapphire right over here in the northeast part of the United States as it currently is drawn below the 49th. And then you have the USA Treasury with JFK rate in the middle saying this is the USA Treasury dividend dollar. How's it getting more beautiful than that? Right, my friend?
Yeah, my producer of Sovereign Radio, he's on that clock every day studying. I guess somebody putting out comms through the debt clock. They put little clues on there. I think that secret window is about – does that message change in that secret window?
It does. Yep, it does.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's so you're using the same tool. Brad, I wanted to tell your audience what's going on at Sovereign Radio because it involves you, sir. Okay. As you know, it's a long-term plan for Sovereign Radio, Sovereign Media Group, was to not be a radio show, Sovereign Radio, but to be a platform of many independent truther content creators, and we have set up channels for multiple content creators on Sovereign Radio, like Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show, Sarah Westall, Business Game Changers, and most recently, like Jayco and his channel, and Brad Wozni, the Sovereign Soul. You now have a channel on Sovereign Radio. Congratulations, Brad. We're great, really glad to have you. We love what you're doing. No coincidence, we both use the name Sovereign in our titles. You know, that's not a coincidence. So much we have in common. And it's just great to have somebody like you on the team that is really a warrior, literally a soldier at that, you are. And as you know, my father was the United States Marine. And I was raised on Marine code. And he always told me, you got to know who's in the foxhole next to you. When I was talking about getting involved at a local level, getting people in the foxhole next to you that you know and trust. Well, brother, I'll get in the foxhole next to you anytime in the war. Because you are standing truth. I know that's cliche, but it's true. There is the Buddha.
The Bling Buddha sitting right there, right below the Sovereign Radio. Actually, that's a great way to stack it. The gold and the gold right there, huh? Your gold Sovereign Radio.
There you go.
And ours right below.
Yeah, we'll end up with 200 channels, Brad, over the next 12 to 18 months. There'll be 200 shows on here. We're going to cap it probably around a couple hundred just from a management standpoint. And as you know, we're going into syndication. The radio show is currently in 5 markets. And it will be syndicated into as many as 200 markets. That's the goal. We're optimistic. A very unique format. I don't want to do 5 days a week of radio, Monday to Friday. I don't want to be a Sean Hannity or a Rush Limbaugh. What we're doing, Brad, is sharing the microphone. 5 days a week of radio, 2 to 3 hours a day. It'll be a different host every day under the sovereign umbrella. And on Fridays, we'll have guest hosts like you, my friend. You will get to host the radio show, bring your knowledge and wisdom to the mainstream. And again, those are people largely just coming awake, the Fox News crowd. They're on the right side of the spiritual war. Yeah. And to that end, Brad, I want to say, I don't care where anybody's at on the issues anymore. We're done with the Democrats versus Republicans, red state versus blue state, conservative versus liberal. That's all the divide and conquer bullshit that they played the game, indoctrinated us over years. So All I want to know is what side of the spiritual war do you stand? Do you stand with the Satanists who traffic kids and use them in satanic rituals? Or do you stand with patriots like Craig? His last name is escaping me all of a sudden. Gentleman that runs the organization for child rescue. Yep. Craig, his name will come to me. But do you stand for the kids or do you stand for trafficking the kids? Because right. If you stand the wrong side with Satan's side, then you stand for using drugs and kids and anything to make a buck. And we know that which side of the spiritual war that we are on, and that's the most important thing. So when you come to Sovereign Radio and see somebody has a channel, we know they're on the right side of the spiritual war. We may not agree on all the issues, and that's okay. We're good at having conversations, right?
100%. About the
issues. We don't have to agree on everything. But we have to agree that we can't allow the human trafficking and the pedophiles to flourish anymore. And that's being nipped in the bud. Arrests are happening every day with pedophiles around the country. And the whole Diddy and Epstein thing, that's going to take down and take care of much of the organized trafficking because it's all connected. Diddy and Epstein are connected. Their network of trafficking with the Clintons and the NGOs and World Health Organization, the CDC. How about Child Protective Services, Brad?
Yep.
They've been involved in trafficking kids, the CPS in the U.S. So all those systems are being torn down as we speak. And it's exciting to watch, that's for sure. So thanks, Brad, for having me. And thanks for allowing us to put up your channel on Sovereign Radio. We're really happy to have you.
It's an honor. Thank you, Scotty. And I look forward to getting started with you and the team in a big, very big way. And for everybody who's like 900 people, 877 right now watching live, I've placed the Sovereign Radio link in the chat to make it easier for you to click. But it's also, excuse me, right below the description. 7 hours I've been sitting in front of the laptop doing shows. So I keep chugging water.
You are a mad content creator, my friend.
It's all me. That's also a benefit with you guys too. Everything is all comes back to me and the team, right? the editing team really, and the posting
you
team.
You really do marketing. A great job, Brad. You do a great job. Yeah. You expose your audience to everything, and you don't leave any stones unturned. I admire your work ethic, brother. You're always working, always putting out new content every day.
Try to do it. You know, I stand on that side, and I hope everybody who watches this broadcast or listens later on the podcast does too. Stand for the side of children, saving the children, providing a future many generations forward of freedom and sovereignty and prosperity for the children. And if anybody doesn't want that, you're going to get fucking steamrolled. And that is coming from the hand of the creator. Steamrolled, right? It's not me personally. It's not Scotty personally. You know, you are going to be steamrolled. And so, yeah, maybe repent to whomever you talk to. But if you're probably doing that against the kids, they probably really don't care about repenting. And it's unfortunate. Overall, if you're just joining us, definitely go watch the replay on this live stream when it finishes, because there's an incredible amount of nuggets and truth which have been shared, and appreciate Scotty coming up, because nobody else I know has had an NDA signed in 2013 with Homeland Security and Treasury as part of a group where part of the other agreement is you need to start dripping this content out as well in preparation, right? So for all of you who have just joined, you haven't seen the beginning, go back there for that preparation. Many of you already are aware, but now you'll have the facets to verbalize with other people in your community, on your social media, you name it. You can take clips of the show and post it. You can invite commentary, right? I mean, we need to get back to having conversations again, you know, collaborative conversations, right? To uplift consciousness, to share different points of view and perspectives in an honorable fashion. So feel free to do that here, everybody, and tap into sovereignradio.com to meet Scotty and all the great personalities and people there. And I think we'll close it here. And, you know, send prayers, good energy out to the White Hats, to all those persecuted patriots, to any children who are still in the throes, and humans all across, men, women, children, in the throes of being trafficked and used for experimentation, you know, and ask our great spirit, the creator God, to, you know, help usher in with Christed consciousness, you know, a powerful vibration of love, prosperity, and justice being brought forward back to this planet. I think that's a great way to end it. Scotty, how about you?
Let me end it this way, Brad, very simple. Everybody, please stay in prayer for our nation. Mm-hmm. Go perform a random act of kindness this week. It'll make you feel real good, better than the person you did it for. And go out tonight when you're done watching this and go give somebody you love a big hug.
Yep.
Because this is where we're going. The love and light are coming in slowly, but surely. And, you know, Brad, our family, I want to make a comment always when I get the chance, our family and friends that abandoned us, that stopped inviting us to Thanksgiving, that didn't want to talk to us on the phone anymore. It's okay. We're going to have a lot of questions for us. They're going to hear things that we've told them years ago. God, Scotty told me that 6 years ago. Now I'm hearing it stripping into the news, you know? So it's going to happen. I believe a very small percentage of Americans will end up, I heard somebody who has much more knowledge about statistics said 6 to 8% of this country will never come out of the slumber. They'll stay in the matrix with the new pill, and they'll be completely lost, maybe even committing suicide. It's a horrible thing to think. But in closing, Brad, the world is paying attention to everything America's doing. How do I know? Well, I bet you have people right now watching from countries all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Your content. Brad, in the last 2 weeks, since Trump was elected, sworn in on the 20th, I've gotten calls from Romania, Colombia, Canada, Australia, South Africa, Great Britain, and one more I'm not thinking of. These are generally journalists, Romanian TV journalist, social media influencer from Australia, and they're cheering America on. They're excited about what Trump's doing. They're watching his every move. They see we're marching to this reset. And people like Australia and Canada need us to lead because they're 5 years behind us in a communist system. There are people I know from Australia who have left the country and say they'll never go back. It's that lost. But we are making great progress, Brad, thanks to shows like The Sovereign Soul. And we're entering into this golden age. And Trump doesn't say things, throw things out like Canada's going to be the 51st state. He doesn't just throw that out carelessly. Everything he says like that comes to pass, doesn't it?
Yep.
So how you become the 51st state, Canada, I don't know, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. And part of that is sharing 51st state, like sharing that stuff, sharing the memes, cybercom, they put the memes up there. You see Musk sending it out there. You see Trump trolling it, right? That Greenland, you know, come over to us, build your product here, 15% tax, no income tax anymore, maybe consumption tax, all of this kind of stuff, golden age, prosperity, free speech, the right to defend yourself. Amazing. I don't know if you know this, Scotty, I know for time we'll kind of wrap up here shortly, but, you know, the Canada regime, all of them, said if you are, and Trudeau put this out on behalf of them, said, you know, if you have a gun and somebody came to take your life and you shoot them, you're going to jail. like, hello, everybody. You know, so what's the opposite? Let's play the great game of opposites here, you know, and go after that, right? Military at the border, the 82nd, the 101st Airborne Division, the U.S. Marine, and the Marine Expeditionary Units now at the southern border. And there's two emergencies declared, national energy emergency and the national southern border. Big stuff about to happen, and you're seeing the Foxtrot Alpha, Foxtrot Oscar. And again, promises made, promises kept, that you're going to see that continue to come out, which is awesome across all aspects of it. Who wouldn't want that? Freedom, peace, security, prosperity. You know, and the ones who fight against that, you know, like really, really fight against that, you know, there you are. We know what side they're on, likely, as a result of it. Well, thank you,
Stuart. Going back to the value system of our founding fathers, the Judeo-Christian principles that founded this nation and our basis for the Constitution and the Ten Commandments and all those things that made America great. And while we have been infiltrated and subverted for an awful long time, all the way back to my great-great-grandparents, we have been subverted by the satanic cabal. We are coming out of it now, and we're heading in the other direction, back to our roots, back to where we came from. Can you imagine? We might even get back to the 60s and 70s when you can leave your door open on your street, your garage door open. Friends would come in and out of our house. We didn't worry at night where kids were riding on bicycles in the neighborhood. I mean, that would be kind of cool to go back to those days, wouldn't it, Brad?
Totally, Brad. By the way, I want to give a shout out to Abby Jones, who's in the chat. Abby Jones is descendant of Charles Carroll of Carrollton, cousin as well of Bishop Jim O'Connor. So you're talking about, you know, having people here still standing up, fighting, and she's rescuing people in North Carolina. Part of the Cajun Navy and the Appalachian fine folks over. So thank you, Abby Jones, in the chat. And she said she's got some old silver and gold. So you can contact her, I guess, because she's raising some money as well there in North Carolina. Bender Rocks says, thanks, Brad and Scotty. The satanic lunatics are a minority. They just had a big megaphone. Yep, excellent point. Wow, thank you, Bender Rocks. And Intel Vet says, you're talking about my fellow veteran buddy, Craig Sawyer at Vet for Child Rescue.
Yes, thank you, Craig Sawyer.
Thank you, Intel Vets. Craig Sawyer at vetsforchildrescue.org. Freaking awesome. Thank you so much. And he says that Craig Sawyer Solomon is my veteran buddy. Awesome. Thanks for your service. Thanks for doing that. Well, here we are, Scotty. We are January 29th. We're about to go into February. We're 4 months away from. We're going to celebrate every day for the 250th anniversary, Jubilee year on deck, Aquarian age, Golden age. This is cosmological. And then being repeated by Trump, rest of the Trump team, Golden age. And boy, it's going to be amazing, everybody. So you've gotten this far. Applaud yourself. Scotty, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you over on Sovereign Radio. And we have a meeting coming up sometime in the next few days. And
shout out to Dan Oak. We can't forget Dan. Because he's sitting there in prison, and he did his part and stood for truth, and is a real warrior, a real patriot, Canadian patriot. Yep. We'll be getting him a pardon as the 51st state comes on board.
Absolutely. Hopefully we don't have to wait till that long, but absolutely. And Norman and I talked yesterday. Norman's got an idea, so he's working with Dan's wife and the others right now. Because again, you know, Norman's the pro tempore governor of the Free State of Canada. So it'll be pretty amazing to see which works out. So, you know, hats off to Yayoi and many blessings and prayers for everybody persecuted out there. Thank you so much, guys. We're going to end it now, everyone. God bless you all. God bless you, Scotty. And stay tuned for these special messages from Root. And then a little bit on the gold silver from our friends at Gold Co. and how that's kicking butt with you right now. See y'all later. Cheers, everybody. Thanks, Scotty. Mahalo.
Thank you, Brad.
If you're looking for groundbreaking nutritional products which revolutionize the way your body operates, you have to check out this cutting-edge, American-made, all-natural wellness brand. Root the Trinity Pack from GetRootNow.com is a game changer. Let me show you. Zero In is the world's first quantumceutical, an all-natural adaptogenic nootropic which skyrockets your clarity and creativity. Professional athletes have reported over a 40% increase in their performance in only 90 days. Restore is a supplement that completely restores your gut health, optimizes your true brain, helping you tap into quantum consciousness, also known as the God Mind, altogether with Clean Slate, which gently wipes out harmful heavy metals from your body, gently evacuating toxins, including graphene oxide. Trinity Pack from Root altogether helps you increase your performance, longevity, deep sleep, and have a far greater quality of life. Register now at GetRootNow.com to grab your Trinity Pack. Then hit subscribe and save to get $15 back every month. Trinity Pack has also received the gold standard, a worldwide BSCG approval, allowing those in the military to first responders to the NFL, PGA, NBA, FIFA World Cup soccer, and more feel assured it is indeed all natural and drug-free. Trinity Pack even comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. So when you grab your Trinity at GetRootNow.com, you can feel good knowing it's endorsed by Tier 1 Special Operations Warriors, to lightworkers, benevolent healthcare heroes, professional athletes, and Olympians detoxing their systems and unleashing their greatest self from across the globe. You can also get rewarded for being part of the Root community. See you there.
All right, you sovereign souls, now is the time to protect your money with gold and silver if you already have not. And if you are and you have a chance to do so, I highly encourage to do so even more, because gold and silver will launch the golden age, which Commander-in-Chief Trump has continuously referenced.
The dollar is going down and it's not a pretty picture, and it's not being sustained by proper policy and proper thinking. If this was an opportunity, and maybe an opportunity to show people what's happening with the dollar so that we can do something about it.
Get some if you can. BuddhaLovesGold.com will take you to our partner Gold Co. They have over 6,000 five-star reviews. This is why now is the time to buy gold and silver, because we have thousands of Americans buying gold today. The rising inflation has reduced our purchasing power. Dysfunctional politics don't work for us. The U.S. dollar has lost over 97% of its value since 1913, while the price of gold has increased over 9,000%. Silver has fared well against the dollar too, with the silver price increasing over 4,500% since 1913. It's about wealth protection. Physical precious metals act as a hedge against dips in volatile markets. Go over to BuddhaLovesGold.com. That's www.BuddhaLovesGold.com. You will download your free silver and gold guide today, and our great people over there at Gold Co. will take care of you. That's BuddhaLovesGold.com. You'll see a picture of me right on there, Brad Wozni. And once again, BRICS is the new financial system. Asset-backed precious metals is the way of the future. This is about financial control. Diversifying your assets with gold and silver puts you in control of your wealth at BuddhaLovesGold.com.
In the proud spirit of America, and in the proud spirit of our great country,
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Yeah!
Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls. Look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9 mil, let us know.